Well, this morning, I want to talk about the organic gospel. Now, I become an organic farmer. I have three tomato plants that's in the back of my little man cave office. And our grandson, Charles, decided he was going to grow tomatoes and strawberries and all that stuff, and he's doing that okay. But there was three little tiny tomato plants left over that he didn't plant. I said, Charles, you're not going to plant them? No. He said, you know how long it takes to take care of each one of these ones that I planted? It takes 15 minutes a day for each plant. And I don't have enough of time to do those three plus the ones that I planted. So I left them out there for a while, and I said, well, I'm going to plant them. So I took them, and I put them in the pots. They're doing above ground. That's the best way for gardening, I think, because we tried that old-fashioned gardening stuff. It's tough. You really got to work hard. So I put these three little tomato plants in the pots, put them out there, put black cow in there with them, which is cow manure, and got it growing. And I didn't have to put no seven dust on it, because where I got the pots, there's no bugs or things that come around it. So they're truly organic. So they're growing and growing and growing. The one is taller than me now, and when the storm came the other day, knocked over one of the pots. But I stood it back up. A couple of branches are broke, but they're doing great. And I am going to have eventually organic tomatoes. Now, I don't know when that'll happen. There's a couple nice sized ones now. They haven't turned red yet. But think about the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is organic. We don't need to put fertilizer on it, and we don't need to do a lot of the things that we do.